Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Rowdy Buddhist Podcast. I hope all of you are doing well today. Today, I just wanted to go into the concept of meditation. So I'm going to call this segment Basic Meditation. So I want to think about what is meditation and share with you my understanding of this concept. Meditation is the art of being fully conscious in our lives. What we make of our life, or the sum total of our thoughts, emotions, words, and actions that fill the brief interval between birth and death, is one of our great creative masterpieces. So our life is very special indeed, and that living it to the fullest is very essential. The beauty and significance of our life and a life well lived consists not in the works that we leave behind or in what history has to say about us. It comes from the quality of conscious experience that infuses every waking moment and from the impact that we have on others. When people talk to me about what is the meaning of life, I refer them to this understanding. This is what conclusion I have come to in my own practice. Know thyself. This is the advice of sages, of course. To live life consciously and creatively as a work of art, we need to understand the raw material we have to work with. We can hope for this or that, but if it is not within our ability or within our consciousness or our lives, it may be unattainable. So therefore, the Buddha offers us a very practical way in order to come to an understanding of the meaning of life, and most importantly, to be able to live that meaning. This is nothing other than continuously unfolding the stream of consciousness through experience that is our life. Whether we're awake or dreaming, the stream consists of sensations, thoughts, emotions, and the choices that we make in response to them. That is our personal reality. The art and science of meditation, of course, helps us to live a more fulfilling life because it gives us the tools we need to examine and work with our conscious experience. In other words, for your personal reality to be created purposefully rather than haphazardly, we must understand our mind. But the kind of understanding required isn't just intellectual, as I've stated many times, which is ineffective by itself. Like a naturalist studying an organism in its habitat, we need to develop an intuitive understanding of our mind. This is simply awareness. This comes from direct observation and experience. For life to become a consciously created work of art and beauty, we must first realize our innate capacity to become a more fully conscious being. As I say this, many people do not necessarily believe this. They wish, they hope, they haven't yet come to that full commitment that that is possible. Then, through appropriately directed consciousness activity, we can develop an intuitive understanding of the true nature of reality. It's only through this kind of insight that you can accomplish the highest purpose of meditative practice, awakening. This should be the goal of your practice. As I've stated many times, a lot of times people get stuck with religion, with systems, and these systems are important, and religion can awaken us. So this is not saying that they are to be thrown away or looked upon unfavorably. However, the component that's usually missing is the component of one's own responsibility, one's own part in this process. A lot of times they give up that responsibility to others, such as how they view other people, how they view organizations, etc. This is all external. So sometimes we can use that to blame perhaps our lack of experience or attainment, but ultimately it comes down to our own personal responsibility, and it's important to know that and to establish and keep in the foremost of our mind what is the goal of our practice. When life is lived in a fully conscious way with wisdom, we can eventually overcome all harmful emotions and behaviors. When they say that, we see that the mind, ourselves, create and interpret things. Most of the time people think that this is externally some kind of energy or other person's attempt to unstabilize or move them. But in reality, the movement happens within ourselves as we see the reality. So we have to have a commitment to living in a fully conscious way with wisdom, so that our goal, and this is essential going back to the goal of our practice, is to overcome all harmful emotions and behaviors within ourselves. We won't experience greed, even in the face of lack, nor will we have ill will, even when confronted by aggression and hostility. When our speech and action comes from a place of wisdom and compassion, they will always produce better results than when driven by greed and anger. It's very easy to be carried away with emotions about external situations, but it's important that we realize through our practice and study that we have an internal stability that allows us to perceive things properly and within context. Because the ego always associates itself with lack or strength or gain or loss, those kind of dualistic concepts. But in reality, there is no gain, no loss. It is what it is. Things are constantly moving in flux. And that in reality, when we are able to see this properly, we can be able to have a sustained, focused, and aware mind that allows us to move through life properly. And, as it said, know thyself. All this is possible because true happiness comes from within, which means we can always find joy in both good times and bad. Although pain and pleasure are an inevitable part of human life, suffering and happiness are entirely optional. This means that, yes, situations can be positive or negative in many ways. Gain and loss is never easy for humans. However, we have the option, that the Buddha says, we have the option of suffering or happiness in a situation. And when we say happiness, we don't mean exuberance. We mean contentment, awareness. Because most of the time our anger and the poisons of greed, hatred, and ignorance come from a lack of understanding. Why? Why did such and such happen? But in reality, it's very easy to understand why such and such happened. The choice is ours. A fully awake, fully conscious human being has the love, compassion, and energy to make change for the better whenever it's possible. The equanimity to accept what can't be changed, and the wisdom to know the difference. Again, this is simply seeing it as it is. We say in Buddhism, jiso. Because in some situations, it is what it is. And we can, of course, with our human side, that doesn't mean pushing down emotions, etc., acknowledge loss, celebrate gain, etc. But that we know in reality the underlying factors of this, interaction is that things are constantly in flux. When we gain something, eventually we will lose it. Or that it might become diminished, or that it won't be able to give us the same happiness or enjoyment that it once did. We also can find a stabilizing mind, because most people are constantly grabbing and letting go, grabbing, letting go, according to their likes or dislikes or perceived understanding of things. This, of course, is the foundation of suffering. Therefore, make the aim of your meditation the cultivation of mind capable of this type of awakening. This is the perspective from which I teach our meditation. This is from the perspective that Nichiren Shonin gave us, the Daimoku, Namumyo Horengekyo. I sincerely hope that you'll be able to see this perspective as well. Fortunately, at this time, as I've stated, there's so much myth and mystery surrounding awakening that many people tend to dismiss it. But I want you to rest assured, it's a goal within everyone's reach. The Buddha said to us, with proper training, it should take no longer than 7 years and can happen even more quickly. I hope that throughout this series and with the continuation of our practice, we'll be able to delve deeper and, of course, fulfill the Buddha's mission, the purpose of his teachings, which, as we see in chapter 16, to quickly and efficiently cause all living beings to be removed from suffering and to gain enlightenment. I hope all of you will find this bodhicitta, this aspiration towards enlightenment, to go beyond one's selfish and small desires and ideas, to be challenged and put to light with the teachings of the Buddha as applied to our life through experiential understanding. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being able to join us on our YouTube channel, practicing morning meditation, dhyana meditation, and yoga. Please have a wonderful day. Namo myoho renge kyo.